What up, guys? Welcome to the Just Pearly Things YouTube channel. Today, I am going to be reacting to Skippy the Virgin. I have actually never seen Skippy the Virgin, like a full clip of his before, so I'm excited. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, ring that notification bell, like the video on your way in. Let's get started. Oh, no. Low testosterone.
I want a girl to be like, wait, you're how are you still single? The ideal girl isn't thinking that her ideal guy still lives at home in mom's basement, right?
No, she ain't.
Mom! Coming!
But I do. Would you like to know how badly I want to have sex with a girl? It's all I've been able to think about all last night. I just, like, sit there with girls sometimes on dates like, you're the cutest, you're the sweetest, you're the best.
Oh,
let's cuddle.
No.
You want to cuddle?
Okay, this is an unpopular opinion. I think there's a need for hookers for this exact reason. Because who's going to do that? I don't know a single girl in her right mind who's gonna do that. I'm not saying anyone I love should be a hooker, but like someone's got to do it. Yeah, you're not. Like, it's the world's oldest profession. I can't tell you, you know.
If you want to go on a date with me, well, would a t-shirt change your mind? I made out with Skippy for 3 minutes, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. Make the world a better place. Put a kiss on Skippy's face. You may be thirsty for some Skippy. Got Skippy?
Okay, but dude, get in shape. It's like you want these girls so bad that you're making t-shirts before you're gonna eat less and go to the gym. Oh my God.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I don't feel bad. Look it. I don't feel bad for single women, okay? And I have a lot of empathy for single men that have good jobs. I've heard stories of guys that have good jobs. They're in the gym. And, like, the stories they tell me about the way women treat them, when they have a lot of things going for them, like, honestly, I have a lot of empathy for that. But this, you're living in your mom's basement. You're overweight and you're wondering why you can't get laid. What on earth? And you're making t-shirts before you get a good job. And I don't know, go to the freaking gym. Get on the treadmill. Oh, tonight he's going out to meet girls with his wing mom. His wing mom? You know where he should be going to? The gym.
I guess you were going by and like that one.
You are so weird. What are you doing? No, don't circle around me because that's going to, just walk up and be like, son, remember the girl from like 2 songs ago? She was cute. Maybe you should ask her again.
Okay. My role is wing mom and... So I'll kind of keep an eye on the ladies.
When I meet...
Does he have a dad? No? Some of these, like, son husbands... Y'all moms are part of the problem.
The girl that I fall in love with, I want her and my mom to be really good friends. Tonight could be the beginnings of my start.
I would tell you to go after some chicks and single moms because that's what you qualify for. Single moms with 2 or 3 baby daddies. That's what you qualify for. I'm sorry, sir. Your mom's basement.
Eternal bliss.
At 34. 34.
Would you like to dance?
I'd love to dance.
What's your name?
Take time to get to know Skippy. You'll find you really, really like him. And hey, he might be marriageable material then.
You know, I totally forgot to put on cologne. I feel embarrassed because usually I smell really good. Thank you for the dance.
Thank you.
That's fun. Do you want to meet my mom?
Oh, yeah.
My mom. I'll talk with you about her in a second. I'm really sweaty. And there's an outlet in the bathroom, so I'm going to go dry off.
Let me get this straight. Okay. Your first thing that you want to tell a girl, you know how self-centered women are? We're not paying attention to you. I know. Do you think she's going to notice if you don't wear cologne? We are self-centered women. Oh my God. We think about ourselves 90% of the time. We're not thinking about you. All you got to do is get a girl to just start talking. And you're telling me that your next move was to introduce her to your mom and dip because you're too sweaty. Maybe if you went to the gym, like I suggested. Oh my God.
Guys, this is Skippy.
Oh, no.
Hey, guys. I've got so much more personality than any other guy in here. Like, it's a race for number two, because the, like, funniest, the most creative guy just walked into the room.
What's your name?
I'm Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Hi. I'm Skippy. This is our party, sort of. His, but mine.
Skippy likes to make t-shirts.
I do.
Did you make another one?
Yeah. Because I am, in fact, fun and single and ready to mingle. But I have other shirts.
Y'all invited too hot of chicks to this event. You should have invited some uglier broads that he might have more success. Like, these girls. Okay, guys in the room, smash or pass. See, I know the lighting's not great, but smash or pass from what you can see. Yeah, yes for all three. Easy, right? Two? And that's generous. I think his face isn't bad, and if it wasn't for, like, the personality and the job and the you going out to your mom to the bars, he could be, you know, like a 5 or 6. I don't think it's, like, I feel like he has a face that's not, like, ugly. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, his face is, like it's ugly because he's fat. Like, if he wasn't fat, he'd probably just be, I think most people would be normal looking if they weren't fat. I think there's very few people that, like, their face is so bad that it's, like, you know what I mean? There's some. I just, yeah, maybe he'd be a 4. I don't know. But my point is, I don't. We need to get some uglier broads at these parties. You don't qualify for these women.
No, are you?
Yes.
How single are you, though?
I see Skippy do certain things, and I'm just like, oh, man, somebody's got to talk to this guy. And I just told him, I said, Skippy, you gotta kind of come off a little bit less excited.
If you do want to kiss me, my answer is yes, and then you can have this awesome shirt.
What if I kiss you on the cheek?
No. It says, I made out with Skippy for 3 minutes. It doesn't say, I kiss Skippy on the cheek.
Skippy doesn't really listen, so I'm trying to help him to see that, you know, play a little bit more cool or a little bit more casual when you're meeting girls.
I need a girlfriend. I'm in a rut in my life where I need companionship.
You don't need a girlfriend. I swear to God, you don't need a girlfriend. You need a gym membership and a better job. I don't know if he has a job, but if you don't have a job, you need a better one.
What Jimmy has in muscles, I have in personality. I hate to brag, but that's kind of the case. So I'm 34 years old, I'm a virgin, and I'm awesome. I'm really awesome, and I'm a good person. And if you got to know me, you would think so too.
I feel like we need to get to know each other a little better.
I would love it if we got to know each other better.
It was so
Do you
nice
feel that?
You.
There was chemistry here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. He just has the kindest heart. He's so sweet. Are you asking me for my number?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, stop leading him on. Stop doing this to him. You know damn well you ain't interested.
I think he's great. He's a great kid.
Good. Does that mean I want to fuck you? He's a great kid. He's so sweet. Has that, when girls say that, does that usually result in the men getting laid? Guys, no.
Oh, for me, right? For me. Woo! Woo!
Oh, he got a date with her in his parents. I bet she's there for the TV. I think that's why she said yes.
I'm gonna get that for you. Thank you.
Oh, I should totally give you a tour.
Okay, perfect.
Welcome to my room. Here's my poster of the Osmonds, and over here is my belly button lint collection.
And he couldn't take her to, like, a restaurant? Or even coffee would be better than this? Swear to God, coffee would be better.
How many guys that you've gone on dates with in the last year still live at home?
Next question.
Do you have your future kids' names picked out?
No.
I've had my future kids' names picked out since I was 14. I don't want to go on a first date with a girl and have her think that I'm interviewing her to be my wife, but it's always in the back of my head.
So now what?
I've got a surprise. Don't go anywhere if you want to kind of clean this up or something like that, but I'll be right back down.
Okay. Oh, if I you can want, do that.
Oh, my God. I don't feel bad for you, Skippy. Oh, my God. What? So let me get this straight. You get a chance, a small barely no chance, but a chance. Like, all right, guys. This girl's cute, right? You'd smash, right? Right? What'd you give her? Like 6, 7, 6? Okay. You taking her on a date? Are you taking her to your parents' basement? No, I'm taking her to a steakhouse. Yeah. He's taking her. Where are you taking her, Blessing? He says, not there. So it's like, do I feel bad that this is going to go south? And now, do you think it's appropriate to talk about your future kids' names on a first date? No. Do you think it's appropriate to talk about, to have the girl clean up the pizza box? Maybe. You're okay with that?
Yeah.
I just feel like if you're in her parents' basement.
In that case, no.
I feel like it'd be one thing if you cooked her dinner. I'm like, oh my God.
Surprise, can you come in?
Oh no, what is the surprise?
And share your talents with us.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Heavy hands on a short ground.
Can we slow down?
Sure.
Running through my mind. There you go.
Yeah. Can I be Big Spoon and you be Little Spoon? I like a girl that's shorter than me. I want to be able to put my arm around her and just kind of like sway at a concert. Like, to me, that's great. And to me, that's cute. And whenever I see people doing that, I'm like, oh, I want to be them.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I aspire to be a great Big Spoon.
So, Pearl, what would you do if you were in this situation right now?
Okay, first of all, I wouldn't have said yes to begin with.
Let's assume you said yes and now you're in the situation. Yeah.
With Skippy?
You're being spooned by Skippy right now. What do you do? It's only halfway through the song.
I would probably like just be really awkward. Yeah. That's like, I just would be like, let's just sit and enjoy it. Let's just sit down and enjoy the music. I honestly kind of fuck with the guitar. Like that's kind of cute. Yeah, I like country.
So you're saying you would like this if a guy did this on a first date? You would like this.
Okay, not the basement thing, but I like country music. So if you took me to go see country music, I would like that would be a date I would like because I like.
But that would require him paying for tickets. Skippy doesn't have a job.
Well, you could just go to a bar that, like, there's free music. In Nashville, you're from Nashville.
That's true. That's true.
That's like the king of free music.
That's true.
So if that was, like, a bar setting, I would like that. But in your parents' basement?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Woo! Oh, no.
So if you want to start heading upstairs, there's, like, one last little surprise. At the end of the night.
Okay.
I'll miss you. Before I give you this, and before I walk you to the door, I really do think that I did pretty good on this date. Maybe if I ask nicely, can I please just give you a kiss? And sometimes...
You know what? That's funny. When I went to the pickup artist, like, boot camp, they said to ask a girl, can I kiss you? And I hated that. I was like, I mean, if it was Chad or Tyrone, you know every girl's saying yeah. But like for the average guy, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe that works. I mean, they teach it. So I'm like, it surely works on someone. But that I don't like that.
You just are horny and you just...
Like what? You need my permission?
Want a kiss and you want like some rough stuff, but not Bishop. Not talk to Bishop rough, but you want kind of like... It doesn't have to be giant, but can
I give you... Cheek. Does that work?
Can I just give you a kiss, please?
Sweetie, I don't kiss on the first date.
For you, I swear to God, if it's Brad Pitt, that girl.
Wanting to kiss a girl shouldn't be a shock to a cute girl. It should kind of be expected, right?
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all for tonight, Skippy.
Yeah, there is not going to be a second date. So this is an episode of Why I Don't Feel Bad You're Not Getting Laid. I feel bad for guys that actually have put in the work. But for this, and you need to shoot lower, Skippy. I'm sorry. That is too hot for you. You need to go to like a 3. You're a 2. I'll give you a 3. No, I'm serious. There's so... that need love. A lot of them have stitched my TikToks. Anyways, like the video on your way out. I'm so tired of Blessing and Kobe doing this to me. I'm so tired of this shit. they both got fired today. They both are unemployed. like the video on your way out. Subscribe to the channel. Ring that notification bell, and I'll talk to you next time.
As many of you know, I was just banned on TikTok, and we are demonetized on a daily basis on this platform. If you want to help, please consider sending a super thanks below. Every donation helps, and it helps make what we do possible.